What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successes? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and I'm glad to be here with you, rocking, rolling live in the flesh today. Today is Monday, December 22nd, 2025. And y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. Man, y'all, okay. So look, I had big plans for Friday's episode. Me and producer Britt was going to come on, was going to play a game, was going to have some fun, it was going to be exciting. But when I tell you the way that I felt on Friday, it was ungodly. Do you understand me? So Friday, this would happen. Well, okay, let me take you back. Thursday, this is what happened. So Thursday, we're wrapping up work, head over to my kiddo's classroom, and I'm like, man, cool. I typically don't get to pick up my son early. So since I'm early in the class, let me go in. Let me read a book to the kids. Let me be engaged. Let me have some fun. So I said, cool. So I went in, started reading the books to the kids. Then they started to cough. And if you have kids, then you already know kids' classrooms are a petri dish for any kind of sickness. Okay? Any kind of sickness. So I'm in here. I'm reading a book. I'm reading a story. I'm like, hey, sit down. Everybody sit down. And it was no issue for me because I'm only going in for one day. Right? I'm a pinch hitter. I wasn't tripping. I was like, cool. Let's do it. So I'm reading, and then I'm looking at these kids' noses, and then they got the snot going down. They got the bubbles. They got the stuff happening. They coughing, they sneezing, they wiping it, just moving around. I'm like, ah, y'all got to get away from me. And then I get in the car, and then I begin to head home, and then my energy just starts to drain down. I'm like, oh, no, this ain't going to be good. So long story short, I got home Thursday and I'm like, I ain't feeling it. My wife was like, maybe you should go in the back. Maybe you should just lay down. And I was like, man, no, I have big plans, right? Y'all feel me. And you know how it is when you have big plans, but then you get sick, you get under the weather and different things like that. So I wasn't able to make Friday's show and we weren't able to do it. But y'all, I'm back, okay? After this weekend, I was down, I was out, and I was down, I was out strong. You understand me? Like, I'm talking about I was out bad. Real bad, okay? Real bad. But, hey, we're here today. We're rocking. We're rolling. What did I have for dinner last night? So I started to nurse myself back to health, right? Listening to my wife. She's like, drink body armor. Drink water. All those different things. Drink Pedialyte. Get them electrolytes up. So that's what we did. So last night, I had a little bit of rice. Had a little bit of beef strips. Had a little waffle. So we're starting to get back to regular foods. Praise God. Because it was ugly this weekend, okay? I ain't even gonna get into the detail. It was ugly this weekend. But, hey, man, you know, that you live and you learn. You live life a little bit, and that's what it's like, okay? So, family, if you're rocking with me this morning, if you're rolling with me this morning, go ahead and just go ahead and comment down in the chat. Comment in the chat so I know that you're rocking with me. I know that you're rolling. Comment who you are. Comment where you're tapping in from. Comment your location, because I want to be able to shout you out on the broadcast this morning. But y'all, now we're about to go ahead and transition, about to shift gears, about to go ahead and dive into straight from the source, because today I want to hit something that's relevant for believers, but we oftentimes don't always share it as it is, okay? But I want to give y'all this text, and I want to give y'all this content, but let's go ahead and roll the clip and let's go ahead and get into it.
Christians will be confused when we're going through dark times because we're like, oh, all the songs, all the Christian experience we've been talking about, that's not what this feels like. Mm. But bro, the Psalms, our little songbook in the Bible, be like this in Psalm 3, Lord, how my foes increase. Mm. There are many who attack me. Many say about me, there's no help for him and God. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head.
Amen.
I think it's like we're afraid that if we admit how bad life can feel,
that's right,
that it hurts our brand.
It
but
does.
I'm like, actually, the whole brand is that even when things are the worst, God is still good.
He's still
that
good.
That everything can crash, everything can burn, right, except God.
Yes.
Everyone can desert you except God.
Yes.
Everyone can do you dirty except God.
Yes.
And that's part of the power of it.
Yes.
So I love seeing those truths hang together because that is what the Christian life feels like.
Yes.
And it doesn't diminish the power of God. It shows off how powerful God is.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. So look, that clip right there was Trip Lee, and he was on KB's podcast, Southside Rabbi. And I wanted to share that is because so often that this is true, right? People become Christians, that they give their life to Christ, and then the next thing, they're surprised that they're facing trials and tribulations and that they're having to live life and ultimately lean into God or submit to something greater than themselves. Why is this relevant? Why does this matter? Why is this important? The first one is John 16:33 tells us, right, that in this life you will have trouble, but take heart because I overcame the world. Romans 8:18 says, I consider the present sufferings of this present time, but lets us know that this will not be compared to the glory that will later be revealed. Just like Trip Lee was talking about in Psalms 3, and this is David, or the psalmist, excuse me, this is the psalmist at this time. We don't know for sure if it's David or not, but the psalmist says about the foes and the enemies that are coming after them. In this life, when you decide to become a Christian, when you choose to become a believer, there's a few truths that you must know and you must accept, okay? And the first one is you're going to face adversity. Okay, well, okay. Let me slow down. Slow down, John. Take your time. Run it back. As a individual, period. Okay, you're going to face trial, adversity, challenges. The Bible tells us that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. So, what does that mean? That means either way, if you're a believer or not, tough stuff is going to happen. If you're a believer or not, your car is going to break down someday. Excuse me, if you're a believer or not, you're going to cough, okay? There are things that are just going to happen to anybody and everybody. Nobody is above those things, right? But as a believer, we're not called to necessarily blend in and just do what the wave of people is doing, what the sea of people is doing, right? So understanding that, what does that mean? That means if we continue to rely on ourselves, if we continue through tough times and through difficult times, we just expect to bootstrap it up and we expect to be able to supersede whatever that thing is that's lying before us, we're going to lose every time because we are humans. We are finite. We cannot take on the entire pain, struggle, worry of the world. That's why we have a Heavenly Father. Because we have the ability to submit those problems, those prayers, those cries, and those worries to Him, right? Because He provides us relief. The Bible tells us, cast your cares on the Lord, right? It tells us to give those struggles and those challenges to God. Because at the end of the day, He knows that we can't take on these things. He didn't create us to. He created us to ultimately submit ourselves to Him. And when we submit ourselves to Him, now what do we have? Now we have the ability to operate in freedom. All right. So family, I want you to be encouraged today, right? I want you to be encouraged to know that whatever you might be struggling with going into this holiday season, even if it's grief, if it's mental health, maybe it's you got into it with a boyfriend, girlfriend, a friend, right? Now is the time to where if you don't have the answer, I would suggest to you and I would urge to you to cast that to the Lord. Pray, God, how can I navigate this situation with wisdom? God, soften my heart so that I can see my wrong in this area. And then ultimately, I will be able to communicate with this individual to where we can move and shake through it. Right? Y'all feel me? Okay, family. So that was straight from the source. And like I said, that clip that I ran earlier, that was an interview of Trip Lee sitting down with KB, the Southside Rabbi. And y'all, solid platform. I like what they're doing over there. I like how they're moving over there. But family, we're about to get ready to transition in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to let you know, gotta let you know what's coming up. Y'all know we get gonna get ready to roll out these sports. Gonna get ready to roll out these sports. Okay, family. So make sure that you stay tuned for more Speak Your Success after this.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
Family, welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning, currently 14 minutes after the hour. Family, Speak Your Success Sports, we're coming at you. We're rocking, we're rolling, we got a lot of motion. We're rocking, we're rolling, drinking on a potion, we're rocking. All right, so look, y'all, here we go. And like I said before, y'all, if you are currently tapped in with us, wherever you tapped in with us, make sure that you go ahead, comment something down in the comments over on YouTube, because we're streaming live, of course. And I want to shout you out. I want to be able to show you some love. I want to be able to celebrate you. I want to be able to, you know, just spotlight you in this holiday season, all right, in this holiday season. And what I also want to do, just before I even get to doing that, we got to go live for the folks on TikTok. So I'm going to make sure that they don't miss out on us, because that's not fair. That's not nice. Okay, so family, first up, what we got up first for Speak Your Success Sports. First up for Speak Your Success Sports, who is a fan of, what we got, college football? Do we have any fans of college football in the house? The college football playoffs took place this past weekend. And one thing that I love about college football, all in all, is, y'all, the energy that shows up in college football, the way people celebrate and support their teams with college football, that has always been something that I always enjoyed as a kid growing up. College football was always big for me, right? It was always big for me. But let's go down and run down your list here. So over the past weekend, so the college football playoff, the results. So the Miami Hurricanes beat Texas A&M 10-3. So they're going to go ahead and the Hurricanes are going to advance to the quarterfinals, college football playoff quarterfinals. Then there's also the Ole Miss Rebels. They dominated Tulane 41-10. And this is securing their first 12-win season. This is very big, especially following the departure of Lane Kiffin, even what seemed slightly premature. But, hey, you know, Ole Miss was able to pull it out. Shout out to Coach Golden over there holding him down. The Oregon Ducks top James Madison 51-34, advancing further in the college football playoffs. Man, shout out to my guy Usman Kamara and their squad over there at Oregon. Because, man, they doing the thing. And then there's some other bowl action that took place. We had Western Michigan, who routed Kennesaw State 41-6. Had NC State beat Memphis 31-7. And Alabama defeated Oklahoma 34-24 earlier Friday. So just wanted to give you all that quick update. And also, let me just show you now what we're looking at in terms of, now what we're looking at in terms of our updated bracket for college football playoffs. So now what we're looking at. So for the bracket now, how we're looking, it is going to now leave us right here. Okay, so now we have Oregon that's going to face Texas Tech. Alabama, number 9, Alabama. So number 5, Oregon faces number 4, Texas Tech. We have number 9, Alabama facing number 1, Indiana. Okay. We're gonna see what you got, Alabama. We're gonna see what you got. Then we have number 6, Ole Miss facing number 3, Georgia. And then we have number 10, Miami, facing off number 2, Ohio State. Okay. So these games are set to come in the coming weeks, going to take us into this holiday season. And then also we have some NBA action. Okay, I'm going to hit Saturday's scores, then we're rolling to Sunday because we had a couple of games Sunday. And then, of course, you know, we got to talk a little bit about college football. So Saturday we had the Celtics 112-96. They defeated the Raptors, and Pritchard had a 33-point outing. Very impressive. Getting to the money. Okay. The Clippers also snapped a skid, and they had a defeat 103-88 over the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard. Hey, sir. Good to see you. Where you been? 32 points. We like to see it. And the Warriors edged out the Suns 119-116. And the Grizzlies and Warriors combined for 252 points. These games are just getting ridiculous. Okay, it's getting out of hand. Okay, that's not terrible. But what is terrible was Sunday. We had the Bulls 152 to the Hawks 150. Come on, man. Come on. Like, so defense is not a thing anymore. Apparently, we're not playing defense anymore. And this is just getting wild. But look, I'm in Texas. Y'all may be in Texas, but this is what y'all really care about right here, okay? So Texas A&M, they won the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship. They swept Kentucky in the final for an emotional first title for the program after a remarkable turnaround. Come on, A&M. Come on, Aggies. 12th man or 12th woman, huh? Hey, we like to see it. We like to see it. Hey, man, shout out to that program, man. They're doing great things up there. They're doing wonderful things, and clearly they're turning around. They're shaking, they're shifting, they're moving, they're grooving. All right, so now we got college basketball. Y'all, this is all Speaker Success Sports. This segment is brought to you by Get Paid With Podcasts, and the only program to where you can learn how to leverage your voice and you can learn how to leverage your authority through podcasting. All right. So go to getpaidwithpodcasting.com to find more about that program there. All right. College basketball. UCF set a school record with 19 three-pointers made in their win over FGCU. UCF currently 10-1. Okay. And Notre Dame, they suffered an upsetting loss at home to Purdue Fort Wayne. Man. Okay, so look, we're going to get ready to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back. And today we're going to talk about the top 10 gifts not to get for your man. Okay, the top 10 gifts not to get for your man. You're not going to want to miss this segment. I'm excited about it. Put it together myself. Looking forward to showing it and sharing it with you. All right, so we're about to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to share with you and show you the top 10 gifts ultimately not to get for your man. All right, we'll be right back with more Speak of Success after this very, very, very quick commercial break.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
All righty, family. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Glad to be with y'all here today. Glad to be rocking. Glad to be rolling. Currently 22 minutes after the hour. And today, like I said, I want to talk with y'all about 10 gifts, the top 10 gifts not to get your man. Okay. I know it's the 22nd, so you should have had your gifts already. But if you do have some of these gifts and you have not wrapped it, you might want to consider, okay? You might want to consider pivoting. Okay, don't be mad at me. I'm not the one, okay? I'm just trying to help you out, because so often my wife has bought me some things And it's crazy because some of the times these would be things that I didn't necessarily ask for. But here's the kicker. Some the things that I don't ask for, sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're beneficial. I didn't ask her for a denim jacket. And then she gave it to me and I was like, oh, cool. I wasn't expecting it because I was like, I don't need it. But then I began to wear it and I was like, oh, dang, I like this jacket. And now I wear that jacket all the time, right? I didn't ask my wife for a fanny pack. She got it for me. I was like, cool. She was like, it can help you put all your stuff in place, da 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 da. I was like, cool. Didn't necessarily ask for it. Didn't necessarily want it. Now you can't see me without the fanny pack. You understand me? All right, so look, these are 10 gifts not to get your man. Okay, so number 10. First up, the first thing that you do not want to get your man is another necktie, okay? Unless he specifically asked for this necktie, unless it's a fashionable necktie, like, don't get it for him. If you don't ever see him wear ties, why would you want to get him a tie? It doesn't make sense. I have a tie rack in my closet, and guess what? I have ties all on it. And these are ties I bought for myself, and I still don't wear them. I wear maybe 2 out of 12 ties. Okay, 3 out of 12 ties. One of them is a Saints tie. Shout out to my mom. She got me that. I really enjoy that tie. Another one is just a black, straight down black tie, a little silk situation. But then I have like the knitted ones. Those I really like. Like I've really been enjoying those as of late because, I mean, it adds a little flair. It adds a little style. It's not boring like some of these other ties. But yeah, don't get your man a tie. No. Yeah. Don't get it. Bad decision. Okay, number two. Funny socks that aren't actually useful. Okay, if they are uncomfortable, he's not going to wear them. If he don't like them, he's not going to wear them. So therefore, yeah, let's wear these together for Christmas. Cool. Y'all can wear them for Christmas, but guess what? After he takes them off, he's not going to wear them for anything else, okay? So number two, don't get that brother no unuseful socks. If they're comfortable socks, then you should get 2 pairs, right? And the reason you should get 2 pairs is because he's going to wear them, and he's going to wear them, and he's going to wear them. Some of us sometimes will wear socks. They can get dirty, but we'll be like, but we was just in a house. We didn't do nothing active. We didn't get sweaty. They're not really dirty yet. Let me run those back, okay? Don't judge me. I'm just telling you, right? And I'm not all men, okay? I'm not all men, but I want to just let you know that that's something that you want to think twice when you get, okay? Number three, don't get anything that's too practical, right? Like a vacuum. Yeah, it's helpful, but it's not sexy, okay? That's not sexy. He don't want that, okay? He doesn't want a vacuum. That's a wasted gift. You might want a vacuum for his spot, right? You might want to help him vacuum. You might even want to bring your vacuum over and let him borrow it, or you borrow it to yourself and use it at his spot, but he don't want that. So don't buy your man a vacuum. That's not it. No, maybe you pay to get his car vacuumed and get the car detailed and whatever. But nah, he don't want that. Mm-mm. No, thank you. On behalf of me and men everywhere. All right. Okay. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. 10 things your man don't want. This is number 4. Gym equipment he never uses. Okay. Unless he specifically asks for it. Don't do it, right? Treadmills, resistance bands can feel like something that's just, it's just another piece of equipment, another piece of something that's going to be in the corner taking up space. If you see he has a resistance band and you see they're getting worn down, they're almost about to break apart, they're almost deteriorating, sure, get him some resistance band. If you see that there is workout equipment that he's currently using, and you see it's worn down, it's rusty, maybe that could be a good buy. And the only reason why I'm saying maybe is because sometimes us as men, I'm generalizing here, sometimes us as men, right, we will use stuff till the wheels fall off, and then we will continue to use it till the axles fall off, okay? Because there are some things that I will just use and use and use and use and use, and I won't stop using them. My wife's like, look, I got you a new one. No, I'm still using prime example. All right, this is slightly off task, but prime example, in the kitchen, we have sponges, right? The little rectangle sponges, yellow on one side, it's blue on the other side. I will use that sponge until that yellow is just crinkling up and it's falling off. And my wife will have to literally go in and replace the sponge when I'm not there, because she can put a new sponge beside the old one. Guess what? I'm still using the old one. Is anybody else out there that y'all be doing the same thing? Can I get an amen on that, or I'm nasty? Help me out, y'all. Does that make me nasty? Because I use the sponge. Because I try to get our money's worth out the sponge. You got to use it. You got to use it up. Okay? All right. Number five. Wildly expensive cologne. Is this a good buy? Wildly expensive cologne without his say-so. If he doesn't have this cologne already in the bathroom, right, in his area, in the mirror, in his vanity, if he don't already have this cologne, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to go and spend all this money on, well, what's that cologne like, Creed, or, you know, some of these other ones. Nah. Make sure that he actually likes the scent. And you want to know a way you can make sure he likes the scent? Y'all go to the mall. Y'all rub the oil on. You try it. You let him smell it. He says he likes it. You smell it and you say, ooh, I like that on you. And then see what his reaction is. And then from that point, you're like, got it. Gotcha. When you're not with me, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get the same scent. That way you're not spending big bread on a bottle of cologne that never gets used. Why? Because when you go to the mall and you get the oil scents, you save a lot of bread, okay? So if you don't know for sure that that's a scent that he likes or he asked for, please don't get it, because you're going to be frustrated when you're looking around. You're like, where's that cologne I bought you? Like, what'd you do with that? You don't want to know where it's at, sis. You don't want to know where it's at. A scent is something very personal, and us as men, we might have three scents. Right? There's some other brothers out there that have multiple scents. We might have three scents. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. Let me know. Correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But let me know. Like, if you're a brother out there, how many scents do you have? Drop that in the comments, right? Because we typically only have about three, if that. And we're going to rock with them scents. We're going to rock with them strong. For me, one of them used to be, I believe it was Versace Blue Jeans. Another one was Burberry Sport. Another one was Burberry Brit. And these were all in different phases of my life. Of course, at that one point in time, high school, college, Curve green bottle. Yeah. Curve green bottle, right? So, scents, very personal, nothing to play with. Okay, matching his and her outfits. My. The pajamas. The sweaters, this is, how can I say this nicely, okay? How can I say this? I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. How can I say this nicely? You need to make sure that your relationship is in a his and her matching outfit level, okay? Y'all can't just start dating. Oh, let's do the his and her. Nah, too soon. Too soon, sis. Slow down, okay? Slow down. The his and her outfits, okay, they might be cute in theory, but it's going to get one wear. And it's going to be Christmas, if that. Or it's going to be uncomfortable because after Christmas, now, brother ain't going to, y'all ain't rocking no more. He's going to be like, I mean, thanks. It was cool. I thought it was a cool thing. But then we later see that this ain't it, and I'm not rocking with you like that, okay? So matching his or her outfits, don't do that. That's number six. Number seven, self-help books for him. Are you trying to fix him? What's the message that you're trying to send? What are you trying to get across, all right? Self-help books, even if the intention is well. This can send the wrong message, right? This can be letting them know, I'm trying to fix you. You're broken. Let's get it together. You're not here with me. You're not where you need to be, Okay, self-help books don't do it. And then number eight, a wallet that he didn't choose. Wallets are also very, very preferential. Some guys like the ones you slide the cards in. Some guys like the money clips. Some guys like the traditional wallets. Some guys out there actually like the Velcro wallets. Okay, it's just simple, minimalistic, whatever. Size, card slots, cash space, all this matters. Guessing can oftentimes go wrong for you. So I would advise you, look at the type of wallet he already has. Look at the type of wallet he has, and then you make a determination. Does that make sense for, is it time for him to get a new wallet? Does he want a new wallet? Should I get a new wallet? Maybe, maybe not. Okay. Number nine. Overstyled groom kits or man bags. If your man ain't a man bag type of man, don't get my man a man bag, okay? If he didn't ask for the man bag, don't go with the man bag. Do you, because what? You could get the wrong color. You get the wrong style. He's not there yet. This might be a more of a metrosexual flow, but he's not on that just yet, okay? And that's fine. But guess what? He might not want it anyway, okay? So the man bag situation might be a no-go. Y'all talk to me in the comments. Am I off? Talk to me in the comments. Have y'all ever bought any of these for your man and you realize that you came on too strong, this was too soon, this ain't the move? Like, let me know. If I'm wrong, let me know I'm wrong, okay? But then, number 10, okay? Number 10. Mystery boxes and subscriptions that you didn't ask about. It's one thing for a man to have a subscription that he wanted, he put money to the side for, he put his card on file for, but don't commit him to charges that he didn't ask for. Okay? That's not it. That's not it. Okay? As men, we don't. No. Okay. No. No extra subscriptions. No more locked doors. No. Okay. Don't do this to yourself. Don't do this to him. Let's just, before we really go into 2026. Okay. And Amazon got this message already. Okay. Amazon got this message because with Amazon, if you're buying somebody a gift, right, and you're going through the process to order it, Amazon lets you know that the person can accept the gift or the person can get an Amazon gift card in place of the gift. Why are they doing this? Amazon got tired of women and men not knowing their partners, not knowing their husbands, not knowing their wives, not knowing their spouses, not knowing what these individuals actually want. And Amazon was like, y'all are killing us with these returns. So this is what we're about to do. About to make it easy for y'all. You can buy whatever you want for them. And then they're going to be able to make the decision. Do I want it? Do I not want it? Do I want to return it? Do I not want to return it? Do I want to get a credit? So, man, shout out to Amazon for really putting us on game. Amazon typically leads the forefront there. But y'all, that's 10 things that you don't want to get your man this Christmas. I know today's the 22nd, but guess what? You still got 3 more days till Christmas. So let's rock, let's roll, let's get on it. I'm about to take a quick commercial break. I'm about to come with some more updates that's happening around the world, right? Take a quick break. After this, we'll be right back. More Speaker Success Sports.
Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas.
All right, family. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. In the morning. Not at night. In the morning. Okay, so now what we're about to do, about to take a quick pivot. And y'all, as you may or may not know, like, I rock with sports real heavy, like real heavy. And that's why typically on the show, that's why I cover sports and producer Britt, when she's rocking with us and she's rolling with us here on the show, that's why she covers like the news and all those other great and informative things. But y'all, check this out, man. Shout out to Marshall Faulk, okay? Marshall Faulk is hired now as the 22nd head coach at Southern University. He is the Rams legend, right? We know Marshall Faulk back in the day when it was, well, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce. Them boys was out there balling for the Rams. Man, shout out to Marshall Faulk for locking in this head coach position. I'm excited for him. This is big. This is major. And man, I'm excited to see what he does down there at Southern. But y'all, also we got some other sports news that's taking place and that's
looking
happening
for timeless pieces across that make a statement. Discover the jewelry department where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the jewelry department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas.
All right, family. All right. So, man, shout out to the Jewelry Department. My guy, Miguel Concretes. Okay? Shout out to him in the Jewelry Department. But now what I want to talk about, I want to get here, man. Look, man, shout out to Speak Your Success Sports, y'all. We got some phenomenal stories happening. And this is one of them right here. The Detroit Pistons, they're bringing Big Sean in as front office of creative director of global experience. This is major. Why is this major? This is showing us the two worlds collide. Big Sean, as if you've been following him or if you're familiar with his music at all, he always reps Detroit. He's always proud of being from Detroit and just all of everything that comes with it. So the boardroom dropped this piece, and this is all about sharing. It says that the Pistons are expanding their partnership with the Detroit native Big Sean as the franchise leans deeper into culture as a global growth driver. The expanded role places the hip-hop icon at the center of the Pistons' creative vision, community engagement, and international fan strategy, building on recent global initiatives while reinforcing Detroit's cultural identity on a global stage. In celebration with World Basketball Day, the Pistons also launched Creatives Across Continents, a global initiative inviting designers, artists, and cultural tastemakers to create work inspired by Detroit basketball with collaborative retail collection planned for 2026. Big Sean went on to say, Detroit has always been rich with talent and culture, and my mission is to keep opening doors and hiring our city's creatives to shine alongside one of the most iconic franchises in sports. I'm grateful to the Pistons for trusting me to help define what the culture of Detroit basketball really means. Big Sean, I do it. Boy. Love it, man. Love it. But in other news, y'all, now this is somewhat funny, but I'm going to go ahead and roll for y'all anyway, okay? Oh. Let's see. Nope. All right, so they're not trying to let the coach be great. So, y'all, on this particular clip.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, here we're the glue.
I know some of y'all might be new to me, and he was saying it. He says it now, and I'm mad because I should have copyrighted. I've been saying Google me. any coach that know me, I was telling cats that back in the 90s or 2000. Whenever Google came out, I was saying, Google me. So if you don't know me, Google me.
Okay, so man, shout out to the new Sacramento State head coach, Alonzo Carter. And he said Coach Kurt Cignetti stole his Google Me catchphrase. And yeah, man, so this is the new head coach of Sacramento State. He is replacing head coach Brendan Marion, who now is the offensive coordinator for the Colorado Buffaloes. So man, shout out to Coach Alonzo Carter here. And hey, Google him, right? He used to be a backup dancer for MC Hammer. Google him, okay? So this is what it said. This is what the coach been saying. And we're going to see how they roll in the next season. Let's going to get to our next clip.
This is fun.
I know.
And this is our next clip here.
You were the glue. You were our point guard. We love you so incredibly much. We're going to miss you. You led Vibe Check through and through. We're going to flip this on you. Chinee's got to pull it together. I'm trying not to cry.
I'm crying.
We're going to do a Vibe Check. But this time it's for you, Elle.
Okay.
So my question for you is... describe the big three in one word. In 3, 2, 1.
Family. You guys are my you're my family.
Next Vibe Check question. What are you going to miss the most? 3, 2, 1.
Y'all.
We've got one more.
Okay.
Go ahead, Elle. Go ahead. No, you got
no,
it.
No, you go. You go. You do it. You do it. You do the last one.
Well, we'll let you finish with your thoughts after we do this one. But this one's for me and Chinee. Chinee, what do we have to say in 3, 2, 1?
We love you, Elle. Big three for life.
Big three for life.
And what do we always say, Elle, before you go? All else fail?
We vibe. I don't have to say a thing on air that y'all don't already know, but I love you guys so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your counsel, for your friendship. Thank you for being like the spirit of great teammates. You guys, these are like, I'm surrounded by incredible people. My day job with Kevin and then to go with you too. I'm so humbled and I'm just so grateful that I got to know you and that I'll continue to watch you from afar and root so hard for you. So thank you. Thank you to everyone in the women's sports space for welcoming me so vigorously and for helping me. Like, I love y'all. Thank you.
We're the glue.
Y'all, man, shout out to Elle Duncan. Y'all, she just left ESPN after nearly a decade, right? She's been a prominent anchor and including co-hosting SportsCenter and also major women's basketball coverage. Now she's taking on a new position at Netflix, and she signed a multi-year deal with Netflix as she's fully departing from ESPN in December this month, 2025. As we know, Netflix is building out and preparing to start its live sports and event programming, and Duncan is set to be a key on-air host and face of that initiative. So this is going to be amazing. What's her role going to be? Well, Netflix hasn't exactly just laid all of that information out with all of her duties and different things like that, but we know she's going to be a part of, you know, expanding the live sports and cultural event coverage rather than a traditional daily sports news role. Right. And her first confirmed hosting gig with Netflix will be Skyscraper Live, a global live event featuring Alex Arnold's Climb of Taipei 101, scheduled for January 23rd, 2026. OK. And Netflix executives emphasize that, you know, with Duncan, her blend of sports expertise and also her personality makes her a strong fit for the platform's mix of sports and entertainment content. Shout out to Elle Duncan. For a career rocking and rolling with ESPN, with SportsCenter, and all the work that she's going to do and has done previously. Salute and much respect. So y'all, look, here, this is a little funny, okay? This is a little funny. So Nike, we've seen the trends and we've seen the quarter zip conversation as well as, you know, the Nike Tech conversation going back and forth. So Nike really took a branding opportunity here. And they hosted a Nike Tech versus Quarter Zip showdown. And look, I'm not going to have the volume on that. Look, we got some of these guys. Look, who you repping? Nike is leaning in to this completely. There you got the Quarter Zips, right? Then you got the guys doing the dances, going out. They just making a whole thing of it, right? And then even, look at this. And then even they have a matcha bar, okay? Or they got Matcha Madness. They got the Strawberry Zip. They got the milk. This is hilarious because Nike finds a way to make money from anything and everything. So shout out to Nike for getting to the bread always, okay? We just got to respect it. And this is one of the funny things I want to share because I'm always big on the Christmas movies. My wife and I always watch the Christmas movies. We enjoy them. And we're 3 days from Christmas, y'all. So come on, man. Like, humor me. But this is one of those did you know facts. I found this about Morris Chestnut. And he talked a little bit about Best Man Holiday, which, of course, is easily a top tier Christmas movie. Yeah, it's going to take you through all the emotions, but so what? Get your tissue box. So what? Okay. But man, Morris Chestnut gives us
the best man. In the Best Man Holiday, when we do the scene where we're dancing to Can You Stand the Rain, what happened on that scene was the girls never knew what the routine was. They just knew that we were going to be doing something. So when you see their reaction in the movie, that's the first time that they ever saw it. Those are real natural reactions because they never saw any rehearsals and we shot their coverage first. How long did it take me to learn the routine? So it took Harold Perrineau probably about a minute to learn the routine. It took Taye Diggs probably about 10 minutes to learn it, you know. They're classically trained, Broadway and all that. Harold went to Allen Ailey. It took me probably about, I still don't know the dance, actually. it took me a while. I was at the rehearsals, and I worked really hard. So it took me a few days to get the routine down. I can honestly say Terrence probably still doesn't know it. If you watch the scene again, Terrence is improvising. He never showed up to the rehearsals. So he learned on the fly. If you look at the scene, he's looking at Harold to see what the moves are, and then he starts improvising.
Oh my goodness, that's priceless, man. Best Man Holiday, classic, iconic. One time for the culture, man. Shout out to Best Man Holiday. Shout out to Morris Chestnut.
Hey, man, stop. Man, let me tell you how old I'm.
Oh, man. Okay, so y'all, we're going to get ready to wrap it up, get ready to roll it up, and get ready to get out of here today. Man, I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did enjoy the show, hey, make sure that you subscribe, all right? You can go on YouTube, type in Speak Your Success Media, and we go live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard, all right? And, of course, we're without producer Britt today. I hope that she's getting some of the best sleep of her life because y'all already know I'm going to give her a hard time about it. I'm going to actually text her as soon as we get done with the show today, and I'm going to fire her up. And she knows it. So it's all good. It's all good fun. But family, also, y'all, be encouraged this holiday season that, you know, there might be people that you know or are near you who either aren't in the best position to celebrate Christmas due to life events and things happening. But then on the other side of that, there's other people who might be dealing with grief and loss because they might have lost individuals either earlier in the year or during this holiday season. In holiday time. So celebrate how you celebrate, but don't push it on anybody else to celebrate the same way that you do. All right, so be kind to people, love people well, and y'all remember, okay, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?